Thank you. The hue of the Lord's beautiful form resembles the blackish color of dense clouds. Asita means blackish, and Ambuda means cloud. It is clear from the word Chatur Bhujam that Krishna first appeared with four hands as Lord Vishnu. No ordinary child in human society has ever been born. When a child is born, and when is a child born with fully grown hair? Lord, therefore, is completely distinct from the birth of an ordinary child. The Vaidu available in Vaikuntha Loka. The Lord's helmet and earrings were decorated with Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Churun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Adati Svasindhubhyo Evasya Apatitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaurabhaya
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna and his entourage are of the same spiritual potency. In other words, in the spiritual world, there is nothing material. Just as a Krishna's form and Krishna's early, a Krishna's father, Krishna's mother, Ananda Chinmayanas Pratibhavitalpis. In other words, they are of the same spiritual potency, Ananda Chinmayanas. So, similarly, the Vishnu in the sense. So here the prayers of Lord Brahma with the demigods are being aware when the earth was being heavily burdened by a demoniac. Brahma, accompanied by the other demigods, shore of the milk ocean and in meditation. And then Vishnu, through meditation, said, I will. Simultaneously, Krishna, as we discussed on Friday evening, instructed Yoga Maya in Goloka Vrindavan that he will also appear. In respect to Devaki and Vasudev, now Vishnu appearing to them, it is both sided. It is both sided. In other words, from Devaki we'll go into Vasudev Krishna. Actually, we heard a lecture by Srila Prabhupada this morning. Actually, says this word also, Vasudev Krishna. To do with killing the demons, including Kamsa. It is Vasudev Krishna who does that. Prabhupada is beautifully saying. So, Devaki and Vasudev are like the junction. So, from the junction of Devaki and Vasudev, from the junction of Mathura, that enters again into Vrindavan of Rajamandala in the Mathura. And also from the junction of Devaki and Vasudev, it also goes backwards for the cause of the Lord's descent in terms of Brahma's prayer. In terms of Brahma's prayers for irreligiosity, Prabhupada often quotes these two verses. Yutanam Adarvasya Adarmana Vetranaya Sarvanam. Everyone.
Vinashaya Chadashikam Dharmasamsthapanathaya Samadhani.
So Prabhupada often quotes these two verses not in relation to Krishna. He often quotes these two verses in relation to Krishna in the form of Vishnu first appearing to Devaki and Vasudev. Because Vishnu comes for these purposes. Because Vishnu has to work. Job? To restore religion, restore dharma, and to do it with adharma. It's work. It's work. The work of the Prime Minister, or the President, with the police force and the army. It's work. So this God, or the Supreme Lord, in the form of Narayana or Vishnu, works. Vishnu works, or Narayana works. Must be the Supreme Lord. And that is a fact. That is the fact. Now we'll go back a little different in terms of this. Is that? But was interviewed in various places all over the world. First question they will ask inevitably in many new people, like newspaper reporters, like television interviewers, and so forth. They will ask, Prabhupada, the question. Prabhupada knew he preaching according to time, circumstance, and the consciousness of the persons. Prabhupada knew what he would say. And he wouldn't say much, but he'd say three words. Relative to the consciousness of the audience, Krishna is God. Prabhupada would not say, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, first verse, first canto, in the Janmadi Asya Yatvan Vayat Ita Rajasya. Prabhupada would not say like that. Prabhupada would not say, Satyam Param Dimahi. He won't say this. But Prabhupada is saying it in the translation in the Bhagavatam, first verse. Satyam Param Dimahi. So we find that Krishna is not God. Krishna is not the Supreme Lord. Satyam Param Dimahi. Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. It's different. Very different. So as people come closer to the devotional aspect of loving Krishna, then this becomes more and more revealed. This becomes more and more revealed in that sense. From the scriptures themselves. Now, without reading the scriptures, practically the whole of India, they don't read the scriptures. But they get it from other people who tend to decode the scriptures a little differently. And these people who profess to know the scriptures and tell the general mass of people, especially in India, they will say, Vishnu or Narayan is God. This is true. This is true. This is a fact. And they say Vishnu or Narayan is God because they go to Janmasthan in Mathura. They say Janmasthan means that Krishna came from Vishnu. Krishna came from Narayan. And this is what I've just read, the same verse, that Vishnu is appearing from Devaki and Vasudev in the jail of Kamsa. That is all they know. So they know it from the point of Brahma's prayers to that point. They don't know it beyond that. So their knowledge is limited, and in their limitations they tell the mass of people that Krishna comes from Vishnu, Krishna comes from Narayan. That's it. Because they believe in the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord is Vishnu and is Narayan, and that is a fact. That is all. Fact is, there's no such thing as Vishnu Leela. No such thing as Narayan Leela. You've heard this thing before? No such thing as Shiva Leela or Mahavishnu Leela or Allah Leela or Yahweh or Adonai Leela. But we often hear of only one thing, Krishna Leela. This Leela is taking place not because of Vishnu. Vishnu is part of Krishna Leela. Nobody says Vishnu Leela, even in India. That is one proof. That is one proof. That Leela, or pastime of enjoyment and not working, only belongs to Krishna. But Narayana, Vishnu, they do work. Therefore, Lord Brahma says, Adipurush, Govindam, Adipurusham, Kamaham Vajami. It is only in relation to Krishna as Govinda. Not in relation to a Narayan or Vishnu. At the same time, Narayan or Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming from Krishna, who is the supreme enjoyer. Coming from Krishna, who is the supreme enjoyer. We find, we'll give another example, just to illustrate this point, to, like a basic fact. Another example like a basic fact. In any country, you get the president, or in some countries you get the prime minister. We know for a fact that the president and the prime minister in any country, if they're not a Raja Rishi, a saintly king, an executive head of a state, a saintly king, they will have the tendency to enjoy rather than doing their job. But a Raja Rishi or a saintly king, he doesn't enjoy. The citizens come first, like in the example of Lord Ramachandra himself. Even at the expense of his own Dharampati, you know, wife, Sita. Citizens, kingdom comes first. But taking that as an example, the Prime Minister of, say, India is Narendra Modi. Right? Or is Narendra Modi the Prime Minister of India? Now, which is first? Prime Minister of India is Narendra Modi, or Narendra Modi is the Prime Minister? Now, which comes first? Huh? See, that's how you are trained if you're from India. That, you know, which comes first? Vishnu or Narayan? Vishnu or Narayan? You understand the point? Getting it? With Vishnu or Narayan, there's no Chinmaya Ras. There's no Ananda Chinmaya. There's no relationship. Because Vishnu or Narayan is in charge of a job. They're in charge of the laws of karma. In charge of maintenance. You know, Vishnu. So, the Prime Minister of India is Narendra Modi. Oh, Narendra Modi is the Prime Minister of India. Now, which one comes first? So it's like saying Vishnu or Narayan is Krishna, or Krishna is Vishnu or Narayan. You understand the point? Yeah. Which comes first? Krishna. So similarly, Narendra Modi comes first. Then the post of Prime Minister. Similarly, Krishna comes first, then the post of the Supreme Lord. Krishna does not come from the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord comes from Krishna. So therefore, Krishna is not the Supreme Lord. He is Satyam Param Dhimahi. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth from which everything emanates from, including the position of God, including the post of God. This the whole of India doesn't know. Beginning stages, when Srila Prabhupada was forming ISKCON in 1966 in New York City. So he had some members, you know, like forming, beginning trustees. He's just forming a movement. He didn't. And it was flourishing after. So one member, one trustee member, his name was Mr. Goldsmith. Prabhupada said, you become trustees. I believe he was the lawyer to some extent. So in order to not pay the fees for the lawyer to register ISKCON, he made him a trustee. And on top of that, the trustees must give so much money every month. Goldsmith was... Now, he doesn't know who is Krishna. That's okay, you know. You don't have to, that's fine. But you know, I want to be a trustee, but I do not want to be a trustee for International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I don't know who is Krishna. So Swamiji, could you just change this? And I'm giving you advice, you'll get more followers. So Prabhupada asked, how? He said, you call it International Society for God Consciousness. For?
God.
Prabhupada says, no. Immediately said, Krishna is God. They should specifically know who is the origin of everything. Because, you know, this lawyer, he didn't know what is Janmadiya Seyatana. He does. Everyone knows there must be God. You know? There must be God. Like that. They think God comes first, then his name comes first. No, not like that. So Prabhupada says, no. International Society for Krishna God. Specifically, they must immediately know Krishna is the source of everything. Janmadiya Seyatana. Same thing. Right from the very beginning, Srila Prabhupada wants to establish this fact. And there is another problem that the whole of India has. They say, no, Krishna comes from Vishnu and Vishnu comes from nothing. It is that all everything or nothing that is speaking through Vishnu, and then Krishna came from that, and that's how Bhagavad Gita is. This is my advice. Prabhupada specifically wanted to establish International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's super important. And Krishna specifically is the supreme absolute truth from whom everything emanates in that sense. So this is clear. Super clear in that way for us, especially in ISKCON and especially for Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is the place of Krishna. Now, in this particular verse I have read, Prabhupada says in different places also that although Devaki, you know, Devaki had the Lord in the heart. First the Lord appeared in the heart of Vasudev, and Vasudev sort of initiated Devaki into her heart for the Lord to flow in. You getting the idea? So Prabhupada calls it as a form of initiation, where Devaki was initiated by Vasudev. The Lord entered Vasudev's heart, and then from Vasudev's heart, he transferred the Lord into Devaki's heart. So, at times in Prabhupada's purport, entering the heart and entering the womb is synonymous. Is the same. It's synonymous. Sometimes the word womb is mentioned, and sometimes the word heart is mentioned. So from the perspective of Lord Brahma's prayers, Vishnu began speaking. Vishnu began speaking to Devaki and Vasudev. And I think, huh? You're supposed to be a little baby. You're so big anyway. You know, you're so big. If Kamsa sees you, it's going to be a problem. You know? Because so, and now you're starting to speak. You know, babies just don't speak when they're born. You know? Now you're starting to speak. So after Vasudev and Devaki offered prayers to Vishnu, like that. And Prabhupada also mentions, in the Leela way, although he says Vishnu, he says, but baby, but big baby, Vishnu. Like that. So when that happens, then Vishnu immediately says, you know, in your previous appearances, on one hand, Devaki is the Aishwarya Bhav of Mother Yasoda, who is Madhurya. We discussed this on Friday evening. And Vasudev is the Aishwarya form of Nanda Maharaj, who is Madhurya. We discussed that too. But now we're looking at it from the perspective of the other side. Because they are like the junction. There's two sides. And they are like the junction. So Vishnu is saying, you know, in previous life, Vasudev, you were Sutapa and you were Vrishni. And I appeared to you due to your austerities, you know, thousands of years of austerities they performed. And you wanted me as your child. And then I appeared to you as your child as Vrishni Garuda. But what happened to them? They went through so much austerity to get Vishnu as their child, Vrishni Garuda. And in that appearance of the Lord at Vrishni Garuda, there is no Leela. There is no Leela. And for having no Leela, at the same time the Lord appeared at Vrishni Garuda, they had to perform so much of austerities. They had to perform so much of austerities, you know, to do like that. And then they performed less austerity in the next appearance for the Lord to appear to them as the child. Japa Muni and Aditi. And who was the child? Vamanadev. Vishnu is telling them this after they offer prayers. And I wonder, you're supposed to be baby, now you see the previous life this happened, and then in the life just before you were Aditi and you were Kasyapa and I appeared as Vamanadev. Vamanadev, there is Leela. There is some Leela. It's less austerity but more Leela. With Sutapa and Vrishni, there's more austerity but almost no Leela. See? So it's coming closer. And then Vishnu is saying, and now I'm appearing to you as your son again. Like that. And here it's like at least Kasyapa and Aditi, they went through austerities also. They performed austerities. But not as much as Sutapa and Vrishni. Like that. And Vamanadev, there is Leela. Became doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj. There's some Leela in that sense. Like that. Now Vishnu is now appearing again. Like that. Now how do we reconcile that you get Vrishni and Sutapa? Right? You get Aditi and Kasyapa. And now you get Devaki and Vasudeva. We discussed how Devaki and Vasudev are non-different personalities from Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. So how are these personalities fitting in? See this? It's like that. Yeah. It is actually inconceivable. Inconceivable. On one hand you get the Leela in relation to Vishnu, and the other hand you get Krishna appearing at the same time from Golok. And these timings are a coincidental. They're coming at the same time. Normally when there's a discrepancy in religion like Yadaya Idharmasya, it is not Krishna who comes. It is just Vishnu who does what he has to do. You know? Annihilate the demons and restore Dharma again. But this time of the appearance of the Lord, it is coincident, it's coming together. It's coming together. So, let me give you an example. Like that. If you have a deity of Srila Prabhupada here, we have upstairs two deities. Is Srila Prabhupada here? Yes or no?
Yes.
And you have a deity of Srila Prabhupada in Kisumu. Is Prabhupada there?
Yes.
How does one person can be in two different places? Of a
absolute
nature. Yes. You get Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Leela, and you get Rupa Manjari in Krishna Leela. One soul in two different forms, performing two different Leelas simultaneously. Sometimes you get that one soul that has different forms and doing different activities in different places differently. Like Srila Prabhupada. And the other example is given of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, Prabhupada says, this is a prime example of a sadhaka. Sadhaka means a sadhana siddha. A sadhana siddha who becomes a nitya siddha. And Radha Muni is part of our disciplic succession. Prabhupada says, he's sadhana siddha, but by his perfection to the association of the Bhakti Vedantas and taking the remnants of the food from the previous life as the son of a maid servant, in the next life he became the great Radha Muni. Like that. So from a sadhana siddha he became a nitya siddha. Like that. See? So that same Narada Muni, now in Krishna Leela, how does he know that Krishna is doing a different activity in a different palace? You know this Leela? How does Narada Muni know that? In one palace in Dwarka, Krishna is consulting with his ministers. In another palace, he's playing with his children. In another palace, he's talking to his queen. In another palace, he's taking rest. Now, how does Narada Muni know that this one Krishna is simultaneously in different places and doing different activities? How will he know that? Like he's in one palace and he quickly runs and he sees in the other and he quickly runs. Does he do that? How? Two answers. Either he has expanded himself, okay, to be simultaneously in different places. Like we can safely conclude Prabhupada is in Krishna Leela. Yes or no? And we can safely conclude Prabhupada is in Chaitanya Leela. Yes or no? And we can safely conclude Prabhupada is in ISKCON. Yes or no?
Yes.
How? Same way Narada Muni, either he expanded himself and simultaneously is everywhere by seeing Krishna simultaneously doing different activities, or he is invested with the power or with the Shakti of the function of the Super Soul. And who else is invested with the but limitedly, not like the Super Soul, the Paramatma itself, but limited to the function of the Super Soul? Who else is like that? Lord Brahma and Yamaraj. Because Lord Brahma has to give, you know, different bodies to different people, creation, you know? And that's, so he must be invested with that function. You know, see? So therefore we find even a jiva, you know, a jiva tattva, like that. They can be invested by the mercy of the Lord with such powers. What to speak of the nitya siddhas? So, but the nitya siddhas are fully in the same category of Krishna. Krishna, Prabhupada says this in many places and many purposes, and he always quotes this verse under the Chinmaya Rasa, in that sense. Therefore, it can be safely concluded, if Yasoda can expand as Devaki, Devaki can also expand as Aditi, and Aditi can also expand as Prishni. And sometimes, if it's not in the same category of Ananda Chinmaya Ras, then that expansion can also be in relationship to empowering a jiva, empowering a living entity like Narada Muni. And you know Narada Muni is called Shakta Avesh. So there are two categories. One is an empowered living entity can enter into the nitya lila of the Lord from the sadhaka, and the other is a nitya siddha, like Yasoda, you know, and like Nanda Maharaj. They can also descend ordinarily. They can also descend ordinarily and empower others and also engage others to come, go back on that path, engage others in devotional service. So the consciousness and the activities of the devotees of the Lord is not governed by material explanations and is not governed by the calculation of past, present, and future. He's not governed. It's like if you tell some ordinary man, you know, do you know how Srila Prabhupada is with us? And now he's also with in Calcutta. And now he's also in another universe. They say, what are you talking about? They won't understand like that. So similarly, the categories can be like that. The categories can be like that. But from the category, from anywhere in Golok Vrindavan or Boma Vrindavan, when they expand once. And from that expansion, many other expansions come. In that say, for example, Radharani expands into Mathura Dwarka as? Satyabhama. Chandravali expands as Rukmini. From those expansions of Rukmini and Satyabhama, then comes the Lakshmis and so on and so forth. See, that's, but actual Purusha, actual enjoyment is only with Krishna, with his associates in Goloka Vrindavan or this Boma Vrindavan. So therefore, Krishna does not work. Krishna only enjoys with his eternal associates who are from the Ladini Shakti of the same spiritual potency to give him enjoyment. And therefore Prabhupada uses this word. Even Mother Yasoda is of the potency of Ladini Shakti. Even Nanda Maharaj is of the potency of Ladini Shakti, giving pleasure to Krishna. But Radharani specifically, although she is Ladini Shakti, she is more specifically, the Prabhupada uses this word in one letter, she is the quintessence of Ladini Shakti. You know, quintessence means essence of essence. That's Srimati Radharani, in that sense. So one time I was giving a similar talk in one place, and you know, one man, in India, so one man, very aristocratic, you know, cultured man, so he stood up in the audience. He said, Swamiji, I have a question. This is like not a devotee audience. It's like I was invited to give a talk to the people who are like big donors of this particular temple. You know, talk to them about Krishna consciousness. They're easily giving money and we're taking their money, but let's give them some Krishna consciousness. So I gave a similar talk like that. So one man, he stood up and he said, Swamiji, I always thought that the Supreme Lord is Vishnu and Narayan. But why are you saying differently like this? I'm not entirely convinced. You know? Although I told him, you know, we see so many verses, you know, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravachate Iti Madhva Bhajanti Ma Buddha Bhavas. Krishna is claiming like this, you know, in Bhagavad Gita. And I was quoting a Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Brahma is saying this. Krishna is saying one another. Brahma is claiming like this too, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and everything comes from him and so forth. See, he was asking me like that. Then I sort of realized that his consciousness is that he doesn't know the scriptures, and therefore because most people don't know the scriptures, they tend to follow blindly. You know, they tend to follow whatever their family priest or their guru says. They just tend to just follow it without checking. They tend to follow like that. So I didn't tell him what I told you now. But I detected that in his consciousness. I detected that in his consciousness. So he asked me, he said, you know, you explained everything very nicely, you know, with scriptural injunctions and you know, and quotations and so forth like that. But aren't you influenced by Swami Prabhupada? But he's a very nice man, you know, he's a pious man and so forth. I said, yes, I'm influenced by Swami Prabhupada. So then I understood that he is influenced by us by giving us donations, but he also has other people who are influencing him. You know the way he asked the question? I said, yes, like that. Then he said, can you convince me? Can you actually convince me that Krishna is the source of everything? Krishna is the source of Vishnu, Narayan, Shiva, Durga, Mahavishnu, different Vishnus. Can you convince me like that? Then I said, yes. So I had to tell something in his own language. Okay. So I gathered that he is a very wealthy, influential man. I gathered that. Okay. Because this is my audience sitting, you know. They give like, you know, every year to this particular temple, you know, couple of crores or something. They may be giving a couple of crores in other places also, but also to his country. Then I gave him the example. I asked him, I said, do you work? He said, work? Oh, I don't work. So I asked him why. Then I asked him, what job do you do? He said, I don't do a job. And I'm a businessman. I don't work. And I said, where do you stay? So he says in this certain part, you know, it's like a wealthy area, you know, 50 crores each or something like that. You know, what do you do? He's a little bit like hesitant to speak now, because he said, but Swamiji, what do you with answering my question, you know? How can you convince me? I said, I'm trying to convince you so you answer my questions. Somehow it came in my idea, in my consciousness, I have to tell him what he does. I said, do you like to play golf? And he said, you know. Yes, I play golf a lot. And I said, if you can play golf and you say you're a businessman, where's your business? He said, I have several corporations. Yeah, they're everywhere and so forth like that. Go to your corporation every day. He said, no, I go play golf every day. I don't go to my factory. I don't go to my factory establishment. I said, how does it run? He said, no, I have a CEO there. I have a chief executive officer. I said, in the factory, you have a chief executive officer. Those people who work in the factory, do they know that you are the boss? He said, no. I said, who do they know that? Who is their boss to them? He said, I have nothing to do with what happens in the factory. The person who is accountable to me is the chief executive officer. Like that. I said, but those people who work there, do they know that you own that factory? You are the proprietor of the factory. And the chief executive officer only works for you. He said, no. He said, the people in the factory or the corporation, they know that their boss is the chief executive officer. The chief executive officer does. He said, he works for me. Then I said, when it comes to the end of the term or end of the month or end of the year, where do the profits come to? He said, it comes to me. I pay the chief executive officer. I said, you're not working? He said, yes, I play golf. I go to New York, I go to Miami, you know. I go to Beijing, China, I take my family sometimes. Like that. You know, it's like that. Yeah. And I said, you see, the chief executive officer of this world is Shirodaksha Vishnu. Because he's working. Then it hit him. I said, now, your chief executive officer is running your factory, and they know he's the boss. When you want to go into that factory or corporation, who do you call? He says, I call the chief executive officer, and I tell him I am coming. But everyone in the factory knows that the boss is the chief executive officer. But when you enter the factory, they don't know that you are the proprietor. But for you to enter the factory, you can't just walk in. You will phone the chief executive officer to then come in. But normally you don't go there because you enjoy playing golf. Sometimes you want to go there. So for you to go into your factory, you must go through the chief executive officer. He is an expansion of you that's doing the work for you to enjoy the results of that work. So similarly, Krishna, when he wants to come into this material universe or material world or material creation, he contacts the chief executive officer, Shirodakshini Vishnu, and he says, I am coming. And Krishna only enters into this material universe through the chief executive officer, through Vishnu. And therefore Vishnu appeared first to Vasudeva and Devaki. And then from that point on, when Devaki is telling Vishnu, you know, my Lord, you are so big. You know, I cannot hide you. You have to become small. These are the verses here. Devaki is begging the Lord. You are so big. You become baby. You become baby. Now Vishnu never becomes a baby. Vishnu is Vishnu. Vishnu never becomes a baby. At that moment, Prabhupada says, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam, ete chamsa kala pumsam. Prabhupada says beautifully in the purport, ete kala pumsam, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Now, Devaki is speaking to Vishnu, you know, please become small baby. I can hide you. She has this Vatsalya Ras. At the same time, it's imbued that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's imbued with that. Like that. Like we discussed Kevala Bhakti, Jnana and Jnanamayi Bhakti on Friday evening, like that. So when Vishnu is receiving this plea, you know, where Devaki is begging Vishnu, please, you know, you transform into a small baby. Vishnu does not know what to do. He does not know what to do. He is bewildered. Because there's no such thing as Vishnu Leela. There's no such thing as, you know, like, no, I have to become your baby. I'm Vishnu. I came here to kill this fellow. I came here to kill Kamsa. And I appeared to kill him. Yes, you know you can kill him, you know, that's okay. But you know, baby, you want to hide him. You want to hide him. At that time, Prabhupada says, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swami. Krishna appears through Vishnu and transforms himself into a small baby. This is also called Aishwarya Purna. Aishwarya, it is full opulence. Aishwarya. Krishna appeared there as Vasudeva Krishna, as the little baby. Because Vishnu really cannot be a baby. Narayan, there's no Narayan Leela in Vaikuntha. It's just a straightforward and a servitorship, that's all. Like that, you know, master and servants like that. There's no actual Leela that we hear of. So that's the time Krishna appeared. So I'm telling this man this, just as you enter through the agency of the CEO. Your CEO and you are different, but at the same time your CEO is your expanded form of power as the boss. Like that. So then I explained to him, there's a difference being the proprietor, the boss, and there's a difference being the enjoyer. There's a difference being the enjoyer. So the proprietor is the Lord, but the enjoyer does not own anything. The enjoyer does not own anything. Who Vraj Manda belongs to? Who's the king? Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is the king. He's like the proprietor. So if you want to really enjoy, don't be a proprietor. It's a fact. And Prabhupada said this on the tape this morning. Prabhupada said this on the tape. Beautiful lecture. Somehow it is very appropriate also. What does Prabhupada say? If you own something, or if you become the manager of something, Prabhupada said, if you become the king, if you become the president, something like that, right? Then you have to work. Immediately when you're the president, king, and the proprietor, you, Prabhupada said, you become full of anxiety. This has to be done, that has to be done. What if that doesn't happen? I'm in anxiety like that. So Krishna is not that. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. The darling son of Mother Yasoda. And what's that beautiful Sanskrit name? Yasoda Dulal. Yasoda Nandan is the son of Yasoda. Yasoda Dulal is the darling of Yasoda. That's his enjoyment. You know his name? Yasoda Dulal. It's a more intimate name than Yasoda Nandan. Yasoda Nandan is family relationship. Yasoda Dulal is affectionate. You're my darling, you know, like that. In that sense. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Krishna originally. Original Krishna is cowherd boy. Shyamasundara. That Krishna is described in terms of Vasudev Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita. So therefore Vasudev Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Aham Adi Devana. Yeah? Vasudev Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father. Aham Bija Pradapita. I am seed-giving. He says all these things. So somebody may say, how is, you know, Krishna has a father and mother. How can he be the father of all living entities? He is father and mother. How can he be the father of all living entities? This is only cracked and understood by devotional service. Only cracked and understood by bhakti, devotional service. So when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and engages in devotional service and serves devotees who are engaged in devotional service, then one can understand the, you could say, Prabhupada used to say, to people sometimes. Then you can understand the mystery. You understand the mystery of Krishna's appearance and disappearance. The mystery of why Krishna appears in that way. Comments or questions? I'm not sure what's the time. Concerned that you should honor Prasad.
Yeah, he's the president. He's the president.
Sometimes I go to some place, they say, Maharaj, weren't you president of big temples before? I said, yes. You know, big temples, Vrindavan Temple, Durban Temple. This is a huge. When I was the president, it's like anxiety is invited forever. Anxiety invited forever. But now I'm not a president anymore. So when I go to temples, I see the president, I know they're full of anxieties because, you know, I was in that position like that. So as a sannyasi, I enjoy it. Give nice room, nice massage, according to the diet, you know, like that. And if then nobody should disturb me for the next 3 hours, nobody will disturb me. I want to do some things on my own, you know, like that. And if you want to become free, take sannyasi. Where's Mother Shama Priya? Where's Shama? Is that okay? Take sannyasi. One particular question, take sannyasi. Okay, how many of you in favor that Ramapati Prabhu takes sannyas? Raise your hand. This is called?
They want to be retired.
But you want to say that if you take sannyas, he can't be president, so then he'll all be enjoying. Now you're on the check, you know? Okay, what to do? Take some questions. Pony. Where's the microphone?
I have the mic. I had a question.
You have the mic and you had a question. Okay, give the mic to him first.
Yeah.
We'll give it back to you soon. Name?
My name is Balaram.
Balaram.
Manohar
Balaram.
Manohar Balaram. Das. Balaram's appearance day is coming this weekend. So it's not your appearance, it's Balaram. Okay, tell us.
I have two questions.
We'll take one question.
I didn't understand the place where I was asked by Brahmin. So what did he do so that...
What did who do?
What did Mamichi do? Because...
The purport.
Yeah.
You read the purport again and we'll discuss the purport together. Marichi is also a form of the mental state or consciousness of the mind. Mind generally has a tendency for lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Sometimes it is described that the sons of Marichi are these six. Lust, anger, kama, krodha, loba, matsarya, moha, mada. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. So these are personified. You know what's personification? Like, if you say lust, the personification of the energy of lust may enter into somebody. The personification of madness may enter into somebody. Like that. So these are considered energies, and the energies are born as if they are sons of Marichi. Understand the point? Now, in regards to the six sons of Devaki who were killed one after another, Kamsa did not know that he was doing a great service. He was doing a great service. Because these six sons energetically of Marichi transformed actually into babies to be killed by Kamsa. And unknowingly he killed them, but knowingly the babies became liberated. They became liberated. So when you say knowingly the babies became liberated, that means Devaki's consciousness is free. He's also liberated, free from the tendencies towards lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. So, if whoever's consciousness, if any of your consciousness is free, you know, from this karma, krodha, and so forth, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, if your consciousness is free from that, then the Ladini Shakti that descends into the heart of the spiritual master, into the disciple, becomes spiritual master, into the next disciple, into the line of the disciplic succession, that Ladini Shakti enters into the heart of the spiritual master. Now Ladini Shakti is also an energy. Also an energy. For Ladini Shakti to enter the heart, the heart must be free from lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. And the person who holds, who is like a receptacle, you know, who embraces a Ladini Shakti to give to others, is called Guru. It's called Guru. Both Diksha and Shiksha, Gurus. Like that. So when the heart is completely free from lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, who sits in the heart? The Guru. Who sits in the heart? The Guru. And when the Guru sits in your heart, who does he give you? Krishna. And when you receive Krishna, what do you do with him? You? Serving. That is called bhakti, devotional service. Now that, you know, my Guru has given me Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are very beautiful, you wear a peacock feather and so forth. Krishna says, that's alright. What's it? You do engage in devotional service. So the form of the spirit soul is the engagement of devotional service. So therefore, after the six sons of Devaki were sort of taken away by Kamsa, they use the word killed, but taken away from Devaki, then Devaki was in a state of consciousness to receive Guru. To receive Guru. And who's Adi Guru? Balaram. So Balaram came. So when Balaram came as an advanced party, you know, advanced party. Yeah. So he prepared the consciousness of Vasudeva and Devaki for the coming of Vasudeva Krishna. But Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj did not need to be prepared like that. Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj did not receive Balaram as Guru. Because Krishna is naturally there. Naturally there. They don't need an advanced party. So therefore, where did Balaram go? To the womb of? To the heart and consciousness of? Rohini, who is a co-queen, a wife of Vasudeva, but living under the shelter of Nanda Maharaj. So therefore Balaram is elder brother. He's elder brother. You getting the point? Now, Balaram is sort of born to Rohini. But Balaram is the son of Yasoda. Vasudev Krishna is sort of born to Devaki. But Shyamasundar Krishna is the son of Yasoda. Expansion is Vasudev Krishna. That nice this morning, beautifully Prabhupada says the same. Therefore, if you want actual, if you actually want to be serving Krishna in pure devotional service, you have to be the recipient of the mercy of the consciousness of the Guru in Ladini Shakti, where you are trained to serve Krishna by being trained to give pleasure to the Guru. You have to please the Guru. You have to please the personalities and the discipline succession, both diksha and shiksha. When you say guru, it is in plural, you know, it is in plural, like that. Therefore, the other night we were discussing on Saturday evening about this sadhana cards, you know, sadhana cards, like that, yeah. You may not get much opportunity, but if you do get the opportunity to serve your diksha guru, you should jump at the chance and do it with great enthusiasm if you get the opportunity to serve your diksha guru. But you get more opportunities to serve the representative of the diksha guru, isn't it? The shiksha gurus that are monks to day to day in your own community. So if you get that chance to serve your shiksha gurus in your own community, you should grab that and do it. Because the same Ladini Shakti flows as representatives of the disciplic succession. So we were giving the sadhana cards and encouraging people to do that. The more you serve representatives of the disciplic succession as well as your localized shiksha gurus, the more this lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy will not be even haunting you as a ghost. Like for example, if anger and some madness is in you, like that, you know that you have to control your anger and madness in the presence of Umapati Prabhu. Understand the point? But if you are associating with somebody else who is also angry and mad, what happens? They're excited to be more mad and angry by this. So therefore, association with spiritual authorities, with ashram authorities and with service authorities is like very important. Because those unwanted, personified so-called sons, you know, of Marichi, that appeared to Devaki and has to be taken away by Kamsa one after another, will leave you. Will leave you. Giving you a lesson to be learned from what you ask, that's most important. What we glean up from that particular purport. They were also connected as grandsons of owners. There was a demon Kalanemi involved. You see, the six babies of Devaki, they came from a not so good lineage, you know. In that sense. Like that. So that has to be cast away. By having fear for Kamsa, Devaki feared Kamsa. She only had one fear. Please don't kill my eighth child. This is the only fear she had. Right? That's the only fear we should have. Please don't take Krishna away from me. But the seventh child, who happens to be Balaram, she wasn't fearful of that because Guru will deliver you. Guru will deliver you. But don't take my Krishna away from me. Don't take my Krishna away from me. That's important. Take the other six, you know, they're going to contaminate the text, all right, but don't take Krishna away. So this is the only fear she had, and that's the only fear of a devotee. The only fear of a devotee, my dear Lord, please let me not lose my Krishna consciousness. And how do you not lose your Krishna consciousness? Please don't take away devotional service from me. That's the only thing I have. You know you have Krishna by engaging in devotional service. You cannot say you have Krishna's association by not doing service. And the principal service that governs all other services is the chanting of the holy names. At the same time, we have to do other practical services based on the consciousness of the chanting of the holy names. And that is the most important thing. So this is the only fear. Prabhupada says so wonderfully that Devaki, she had this only fear. And the only fear, do not kill my Krishna. So I'll give one Prabhupada pastime in relation to this. And we'll conclude for today. Oh, he had a question. Take it tomorrow evening. You'll sleep all right, man. You're coming tomorrow, then you will take your question. But I'll end with this Prabhupada pastime about this Krishna, in that sense. In early days, in 22nd Avenue, you know, the devotees who were coming, the American disciples, the beginning disciples, I mean, they didn't know anything. They really didn't know anything. And in India, they think they know everything, but they know nothing. So Prabhupada said something like, I'll come to the pastime now, but I'll qualify what I said. Prabhupada said something like, they didn't even know what is demigod worship. You understand the point? So they didn't know what is demigod worship. So for them to take to Krishna consciousness was much easier because it's starting from zero. You know, from zero you get plus one, plus two, plus three. But if you engage in demigod worship, you have to do first minus 20, minus 19, minus 18, minus 17. Then it takes a long time, you bring them to zero. Then you can add plus. See how difficult it is? Now these devotees in 26 Second Avenue, when they joined, they didn't know anything about Indian culture, Vedic culture, you know, Krishna consciousness, demigods. They knew nothing like that. So Prabhupada, if you hear his tapes in 1966, even after that, when Srila Prabhupada speaks, he has this very heavy Bengali accent. And when he speaks English, you know, you have to like strain to say, what is he really saying? He's speaking English, but because of his accent, they couldn't grasp. But they knew one thing, that, you know, this person is so sincerely trying to give us a message, you know, that, you know, we like to hear him, although we don't understand what he's saying. And he's also saying it in English, but in that accent. But at one time, there is what is called the Mott Street Boys. They're not boys, they're adults, but it's called like that. So in Lower Manhattan, you know, nowadays that place is called, another place is called the Bronx. The Bronx is real heavy nowadays. But in those days, this place, the lower east side, in lower downtown Manhattan, you know, which is called the Bowery, it was like the present day Bronx. You know, not a good place at all. So the Mott Street Boys was one of the, you could say, they were like one of the gangs of this Bowery. You know, gangs. In different streets you get, you don't come to my street, we're the gang. I come to your street, you may know what you'll do, but you come to my street, this is how it's going to be. The Mott Street Boys, headed up by two people, Keith and Wally. Keith later became Kirtananda, and Wally later became Umapati. Umapati Das. And both took sannyas. Mataji? Kirtananda took sannyas and Umapati took sannyas. Kirtananda Swami is late now. Umapati Swami, he preaches somewhere in China. So they headed up this gang called the Mott Street Boys. So Srila Prabhupada, he used to give lectures on, they say second floor, they say first floor is ground floor, the basic ground floor, first floor, right? Yeah, on the first floor, ground floor, first floor. So Prabhupada had a small apartment behind 26 Second Avenue. You have to go in a courtyard inside and go upstairs. So Prabhupada should not used to preach downstairs. He just had kirtan downstairs and used to give classes upstairs. So this gang, Mott Street Boys, headed up by Keith, who came, became Kirtananda Swami. Like that was our first sannyasi in 1960. He joined in 66, Prabhupada came sannyasi in 1968. In Radha Damodar. So they went upstairs and they're hearing Prabhupada speak, but they can't, you know, like understand his English, but they caught one word. And Prabhupada used this word. No, then they understood Krishna, Krishna. He sang about Krishna. But they just caught one word. Now their consciousness is that they are fighters, you know, like in a gang people. So they come with their consciousness too. So Prabhupada is mentioning one word in his lectures and he said, and there's Mayavadi. This Mayavadi. You know, he's mentioning this word Mayavadi, Mayavadi, Mayavadi. Now Prabhupada is not saying impersonalist. Because he's not translating it, you know, like that. He's saying, and this Mayavadi. And then one time Prabhupada says something, and this Mayavadi, and he ended his lecture like that. and he dared to come and kill my Krishna? Because Mayavadis want to kill the personality of Krishna and make it impersonal. Because they say that which is impersonal, Krishna came as personal. Like that. And Prabhupada, and those Mayavadis, and they want to kill my Krishna, and Prabhupada ended the lecture. It's in a sense like that. So this Keith and Wali and these people, they went, they left the lecture, they came outside, they didn't tell Swamiji anything, they came outside, they said, you know, Swamiji has an enemy. And so nice to us, can you see, he goes and collects the vegetables, buys them himself. Prabhupada did everything himself. He went and did the boga shopping, he came back, he cut all the vegetables himself, he cooked a big Sunday feast for these people, he fed them, they messed the whole place, he picked up the plates, he washed the plates, cleaned the kitchen and everything, and then he went back. They saw this. They let him do. As a menial servant, Prabhupada did. And they say, you know, this Swamiji is so affectionate, he feeds us, he cleans up after us. Prabhupada did like that. He wasn't a guru, he was a father. Like father taking care of his children. So these Mott Street boys, Keith and Wally and others, they came outside. They said, you know, Swamiji, you know, we have to help. Does us what? Said, no, let's go and ask him. Yes, of this Mr. Mayavadi. Let's ask him, where does Mr. Mayavadi stay? Because, you know, somebody is very, that Krishna, that person that Krishna is talking about, is very close to him. And this person is going to come and kill his Krishna. We rather kill him than Mr. Mayavadi, so that Krishna is safe and he won't get so worried. And he won't be anxiety. Very simple, but very deep. But very deep. See, Prabhupada, you know, he's trying his best to preach to them and he's saying these things, you know. But personal is impersonal, but he's saying, Mayavadi, kill my Krishna. He said, yes, you know, we should help Swamiji. Definitely help him. And you know, and so far. So they went up, and Keith, the main one, he's the leader. So they went up, they knocked Prabhupada's door, and Prabhupada said, oh, come in, what happened? Swamiji, we got to speak to you. This is very important. So Prabhupada said, yes. So Keith said, get another. Keith said, Swamiji, can you give us the address of this Mr. Mayavadi who wants to kill your Krishna? And then Prabhupada, you know, he went back and he started like smiling and then laughing. You know, like really like laughing. And they were confused, you know. And they were thinking, Swamiji, we are serious, you know. We are New Yorkers. Nobody messes with New Yorkers. We know how to solve this problem. We are the Mott Street boy. Nobody messes with us. You just give us his address and we go and finish him off. You don't have to worry how we did it, everything, we finish him off. And he will never kill your Krishna. Because you are so dear to us, you are feeding us, you are cleaning up after us and everything, you are so close to us, so we will do this. And Prabhupada, he couldn't help himself. He went back on his bolster pillow or whatever he was sitting on, and he started laughing and laughing and laughing. And they were completely confused. Swami, we are serious. This is not a joke. Prabhupada, when he came out of his asya ras, you know, laughing ecstasy, he was so happy. He was so happy. He said, you have understood my message. You have understood my message. And at that time, Prabhupada realized he has to get the second pranam mantra. The first pranam mantra is easy because it comes in the wake of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. First pranam mantra, because they didn't know how to chant pranam mantras, they don't know. You know, if Prabhupada tells them, you know, you chant my name and worship me, they will go away. You understand? So he didn't give them. But Prabhupada had that idea. Okay, they understood my message. This is the order of my guru, is to remove impersonalism and voidism in the Western world. Is to remove that. So the first Prabhupada mantra is Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. That is coming in a similar pranam mantra to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the first one. But the second pranam mantra, this is the actual message Prabhupada wanted to take and improve people's lives and clear the hearts of all this nonsense. And the biggest nonsense is Mayavada, or impersonalism. So therefore the second pranam mantra came about. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Sunyavadi Prasthitali. So the second Pranam mantra, Prabhupada has come to remove impersonalism and voidism from our hearts. And they understood that. They understood that. They wanted to physically kill impersonalism in the form of Mr. Mayavadi. They wanted to physically kill. And Prabhupada was so happy. You know when he said, they have understood my message, at least at that point. Although they wanted to do it on the gross platform. And in that sense. So it's a fact that, in one sense, we never really knew Krishna. I mean, I came from Vedic culture background. You know, I know about Mahabharata from Maya, even Shiva Puran, Padma Puran. My mother was a Saivite. Knew these things. But we didn't really know. Didn't really know. In that sense, until Prabhupada came, this is actually Krishna. So we do not want to take Krishna like how people take in other parts of the world or even in India. You know, it's like the way they speak about Krishna, you know, as if Krishna is your next door neighbor. I know him. I know Bhagavad Gita. You quote one verse, I'll finish it for you. I know Bhagavad Gita. It's like, this is my next door neighbor. I know him, finished now, what's next? Like that. They become over familiar. They don't actually know. All because of Mayavada, all because of impersonals. All right. Brother Rasagya, she's waiting. Huh? Patiently. She works hard, huh? Always there cooking for the devotees. There's people to serve and everything. Thank you very much. We'll meet tomorrow and we'll take your question tomorrow and other questions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Bhagavata Prasadam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande jai.